you know, I call it the field of consciousness. Like, what's coming up in the field of consciousness this year? Two things, consciousness about water and consciousness about chocolate. And this is exciting stuff.
Chocolate?
Chocolate. Now, this is the subject of my latest book, you know, and this is something I have a deep passion for, because I was startled to actually discover the astonishing truth about the world's greatest food. And that truth is real chocolate, which is a nut, the cacao bean or cocoa bean, which is the chocolate nut, it's like an almond, looks like an almond, is the most nutritious, the most incredible, the most consciousness-transforming food in the entire world in its natural state.
It's just a little tiny chocolate bean, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a lot more than that, because what we're talking about here is, well, you know how it is in this world. Like, anything that manipulates consciousness or makes people unconscious is legal. Anything that makes people conscious, right, drugs, quote-unquote, that makes people conscious, that's illegal. You see what
Why?
I'm saying?
And
there's one exception to that, and that is chocolate, the real deal. That's one they'll never be able to make illegal. Real chocolate, unprocessed cacao, that's the real word, C-A-C-A-O, the raw nut that cacao, that chocolate's made out of, it's the most incredible thing I've ever come across in my entire life. In the whole field of nutrition, I've studied this in depth for 15 years and literally been at the center of this vortex about raw food nutrition for 10 years. And this is the most interesting thing I've come across.
What's so important about it?
Well, it's the number one source of magnesium. And if you study nutrition, literally 95% of the population is deficient in magnesium. The number one trace mineral that people are deficient in is chromium. The number one source of it is cacao, chocolate. The number one thing that people are saying you need in your diet these days is antioxidants. What's the number one source of antioxidants? Cacao beans, raw chocolate beans. And it goes on. Number one brain food, thing that cures ADD. What is it? The chocolate bean. I mean, it's incredible. Every turn, George, that I've looked at this, it's just, I mean, I get chills over my whole body every turn. When I send this stuff in for testing, it comes back number one in every category that we get it tested in. Vitamin C, number one source of vitamin C in any
nut
or seed.
Does that mean you can eat a chocolate bar every day? Would that help you or hurt you?
Well, it would help you if it's the right kind. What's the right kind? Well, we got to go to organic, and it's got to be dark chocolate. Okay, now if you want to go right to the, see, I'm really into the, let's get to the real food. Take honey, a little bit of cacao beans, throw them together, make yourself your own chocolate bar at home, and delight in, quote unquote, the food of the gods. That's what the ancients called it. I mean, the Aztec royalty used cacao as money. That was their currency.
I didn't know that. Could you eat this as a dinner? let's have a chocolate for a dinner, folks.
I've been eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for years, and I'm just laughing all the time, and nobody knows. It's the biggest secret ever.
Are you? Not anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I know.
I mean, do you eat it in its bean form, or is it in these organic bars? How's it processed? How's it put together?
Yeah, well, I like to eat it in the bean form, the raw state, cacao. It's not cocoa. That word was developed by the British because they couldn't pronounce cacao. The reason why I like cacao, C-A-C-A-O versus C-O-C-O-A, the reason why I use that word is because it's one of the oldest words in the world, and it comes as, you can get it as a whole bean, or you can get it, quote-unquote, as a nib, or a broken up piece that's been peeled for you, because if you have to peel the skins off, after a while it gets old. And then you just use it like you would use cocoa powder. You put it in your smoothie, your tea, your coffee, whatever you want, your beverage, your water, and it turns it into chocolate.
Can you chew it? Just, you know, the bean whole?
Yeah, you can eat it straight, right? Just like you would almonds or pecans or walnuts, except it's vastly more powerful. It's like you eat 20 cacao beans, and you're like on the magic carpet ride, if you know what I mean.
You have that much energy?
Think about a food that was used as money. Think about the concept of an edible money, a food that's so valuable that you use it instead of gold, instead of like this ridiculous paper currency we have today. If you're really greedy, think about this. If you're really greedy, that means you plant more trees. And what kind of trees? Chocolate trees. I mean, that's the most incredible idea ever in the whole history of currency. And obviously, like, your listeners know that our whole banking system, currency system, is a complete scam. So we got to get back to real money. What's real money? How about chocolate? Let's try that one.
Now, do they sell this in a bag form, and how expensive is it?
Well, it's fairly inexpensive. $10 will get you a half pound, which is much cheaper than a chocolate bar. I mean, you're going to pay, say, $3, $4 for a chocolate bar that has maybe 10 cacao beans in it. In a half-pound bag, you're going to have the equivalent of about somewhere around 90 to 100 cacao beans.
And how long will that last you then?
Maybe a week. That's me. Other people, it's going to be a little longer.
And you eat what? How many a day?
Well, I eat somewhere between 20, you know, probably 15 to 25 a day, and I've been doing that for a couple of years. And that's kind of a nice little, you know, it's one of the things that's great about it is it's great if it's there, but it's not like addictive where if it's not there, you're freaking out. Whereas, this is the thing about processed food, George, is it is addictive. That's why, like, bread is the most addictive substance in the world. This, like, this white bread, it's got opiates in it, it's got sugar in it, and if you try to get off it, your body goes into like a, it's like a heroin addiction. Like your body.
Oh yeah, you do. You have withdrawals, sure.
Yeah, and so this is the thing. This is one of the great things about raw food. It's non-addictive. You can eat what you want when you want it without guilt because it's not fattening. I mean, I could eat a huge salad, not worry right before bed. I never worry about gaining weight. You know, I could have celery juice. I could have over here, you know, cacao beans with honey at midnight, which I'm having right now. I'm loving it. Whatever. It's so much fun. It's just releasing all the stuff, the baggage that's associated with food.
Are you eating this right now, like with a spoon? How do you eat it?
I just eat the beans just like you'd eat an almond, you know, a trail mix kind of style.
Now, where do you buy this?
Well, I bring it into the country. That's one of the things I'm into. But you can get it in health food stores. You can get it on the internet. It's out there. You just have to know about it.
Now, is there a difference between what you say, the cacao bean and the cocoa bean, or is that the same thing?
Well, cocoa has become associated with, like, cocoa powder.
Right.
Which is a heavily rancidified, highly processed, chemicalized product of the chocolate industry that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because you don't know. I mean, that's a third-world crop. You don't know what the heck's in that stuff.